Message number 60. My pain is even greater today than it was during my crucifixion. Wednesday, April 13, 2011 at 23:00. My dearly beloved daughter, I cry with great sadness tonight at the sins of mankind, which have increased with great intensity as the time for the world to commemorate my passion on the cross draws nearer. My pain is even greater than it was when I was first crucified. I am now reliving the agony I endured as the sins of mankind pierce my heart like a sword that is longer, sharper, and more painful. Hear my pleas. Hear my cries. All of you, comfort me in this deep agony I endure today. I have to witness daily the deep sorrow, the pain and torture inflicted by man on man, by man on children. These murderers suffer no remorse, so infected are their dark souls by Satan the deceiver. He shows no compassion for any of you because he has no soul. Yet man foolishly succumbs to his temptations like blind men. So slavishly do they allow themselves to be sucked into this terrible darkness that I have to rely on those of you believers to pray hard to salvage such souls. My pain intensifies daily. Sin is not seen by man for what it is. At its most basic level, it is a love of self. At its worst, it is a love of all things that damages others through dishonesty, violence, abuse, and murder. Why do people turn a blind eye when they witness such atrocities? Those victims are people such as yourselves. Pray hard for these perpetrators because they too are victims. They, my children, have been ensnared by the deceiver, yet many do not even accept he exists. The time is drawing close now for my word to be truly heard again on earth. Please, please explain to all that my mercy is now about to be witnessed on earth during the forthcoming mystical event. It is important to tell as many people as possible to ask God the Eternal Father to forgive each and every one of you for past sins committed. Do it right now and quickly. Save your souls and those of others. While conversion will be rampant, some unfortunate souls will not survive the shock. Pray that they will not die in mortal sin. Please remind yourselves of my passion during Lent by considering the sacrifice I made willingly for all of you so that you could be saved. Then understand that the warning, the illumination of conscience, is my next gift of mercy for mankind. Spread conversion everywhere. Help defeat the deceiver by praying my divine mercy to save souls. Trust in me now and bring me back into your hearts. Unite together to save mankind through love. Your divine Savior, Jesus Christ, Son of God, the Almighty Father, Creator and Maker of all things.